This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hi, this is Julianne with the February 9, 2024 edition of the Week Junior US. We will start with the week's big news. The first story is top prizes in children's books. On January 22, the American Library Association, or ALA, Youth Media Awards were given out for the best books in digital media published for children and young adults in 2023. In all, 22 awards were announced by the ALA, the world's oldest and largest library organization. All the winners were chosen by librarians. Which books won awards? The John Newbery Medal for Best Children's Book went to The Eyes and the Impossible, written by Dave Edgars and illustrated by Sean Harris. The Randolph Caldecott Medal for Top Picture Book went to Big, written and illustrated by Vashti Harrison, the first Black woman to win the award. The Coretta Scott King Author Book Award, which recognizes the work of a Black author, went to Nigeria Jones by E.B. Zoboi, while the King Illustrator Award went to An American Story, illustrated by Dare Coulter and written by Kwame Alexander. Mexikid, a graphic memoir written and illustrated by Pedro Martin, won the Pura Belpre Award, which honors books that capture the Latino experience. Ruby Lost and Found, written by Christina Lee, won the Asian Pacific American Award for Children's Literature. What other books were honored? In many categories, there are runners-up, which are recognized as honor books. These include the 5 Newbery Honor Books, Eagle Drums, Elf Dog and Owl Head, Mexikid, a graphic memoir, Simon Sort of Says, and The Many Assassinations of Samir, the Seller of Dreams. There were 3 Coretta Scott King Honors Awards, Big, How Do You Spell Unfair, Magnolia Cox and the National Spelling Bee, and Kin, Rooted in Hope. Why are the Newbery, Caldecott, and King Awards significant? These awards have a long history. The Newbery Medal was established in 1922 and named for 18th century British bookseller and publisher John Newbery. The Caldecott Medal, established in 1937, is named for 19th century English illustrator Randolph Caldecott. The Coretta Scott King Award was created in 1969 to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his wife, Coretta Scott King. The winners and honor books are reprinted with a special gold seal on their cover and receive an immediate and major boost in sales. The books are also much more likely to appear in library and schools. What are the winning books about? The Eyes and the Impossible is a story of freedom and friendship that features Johannes, a fast-running dog who must act quickly to save other animals. Big centers on a girl who embarks on a journey to learn how to love and accept herself. Nigeria Jones tells the story of a girl named Nigeria who is searching for her mother, the leader of a movement to help Black people. In Mexikid, a graphic memoir, the author recounts his family's adventurous road trip to Mexico. And in Ruby, Lost and Found, Ruby Chu tries to find her place in the world after the death of her grandfather and other big changes in her life. How did the winners react? Eggers, who said he has read just about every Newbery winner for the past 50 years, was thrilled. "I've never felt this way before," he said. Zoboi wrote on social media that the King Author Award is a tremendous honor. Harrison said she was humbled to be the first Black woman to win the Caldecott. "I'm just grateful to create the space for more Black women to share their stories and be celebrated," she said. The information bubble is Library Pioneer. The Children's Book Award, named for Pura Belpre, an author and the first Latina librarian at the New York Public Library, was created in 1996. And the sidebar is the first Newbery. Established 102 years ago, the Newbery Medal was the world's first children's book award. Its namesake, John Newbery, was among the first people to publish kids' books and is often called the father of children's literature. The first medal was given to The Story of Mankind, a history of the world written for a young audience by author Hendrik Wilhelm von Loon. Next, a new Holocaust report is released. A new report revealed that about 245,000 Holocaust survivors are living in more than 90 countries worldwide. The Holocaust was the mass killing of 6 million Jewish people and millions of others by the German Nazi Party during World War II, which ran from 1939 to 1945. The report came out shortly before International Holocaust Remembrance Day, which is marked every year on January 27. The report was published by the Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany, known as the Claims Conference. Founded in 1951, it has secured more than $90 billion from Germany to help survivors who range in age from 77 to over 100. The funds help them pay for medical treatment, caregivers, meals, and other services. Records show that 49% of survivors live in Israel, 18% in Western Europe, 18% in North America, and 12% in Eastern Europe. The authors of the report said they want to help survivors live their final years with the dignity stolen from them in their younger days. The president of the Claims Conference said, "Now is when they need us most." And now, celebrating the Lunar New Year. On February 10, more than 2 billion people around the world will mark the start of the Lunar New Year, one of the most important Asian holidays. It is celebrated in many Asian countries, including China, Malaysia, Singapore, South Korea, Thailand, the Philippines, and Vietnam, and in Asian communities in the U.S. and other countries. The timing of Lunar New Year follows the lunar, relating to the moon, calendar. The holiday begins on the first new moon of the year, which is typically between January 21 and February 20. Most celebrations last about 2 weeks until the full moon. In Chinese tradition, every year is named after one of 12 animals. This is the year of the dragon, which symbolizes power and good luck. Before the new year, people clean their homes to sweep away bad luck. During the celebration, they gather with loved ones, pay respect to elders, wear red and put up red decorations, and eat special foods like noodles and dumplings. Traditions also vary by region. In the Philippines, people wear polka dots for luck. In Vietnam, where the holiday is known as Tet, people eat sticky rice cakes and dried fruit. In South Korea, people wear traditional clothing called hanbok and eat a rice cake soup called tiatgut. Across the globe, fireworks and parades will mark the occasion. In the U.S., the largest parade outside Asia will be held in Chinatown in San Francisco, California, with music, dragon and lion dances, and festival floats. Children in California, New York, and the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, have an official day off from school to observe the holiday. And the information bubble is Did You Know? In the dragon dance, a Lunar New Year tradition, dancers carry a long dragon made of cloth, paper, or bamboo. The word of the week this week is survivor, S-U-R-V-I-V-O-R. The words survivor and survive entered English from French in the 15th century, but their beginnings lie in the Latin supervivere, meaning to live beyond. The same Latin vivere, to live, also gave us other words such as revive, meaning to bring back to life. This week in history, on February 4, 1932, the U.S. hosted its first Winter Olympic Games in Lake Placid, New York. Future U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt, who was then the governor of New York, opened the Games, welcoming the 252 participating athletes. It was the first Olympics to use a victory podium, which athletes stood on to receive their medals. The Winter Olympics returned to New York in 1980. Now we move on to animals in the environment, where we learn that reindeer can eat while they sleep. Have you ever been hungry and tired and wished you could solve both problems at once? If you were a reindeer, it would be easy. According to new research, these talented deer can have a snooze while they chew their food. Reindeer, also known as caribou, live in the Arctic and other northern regions where the winters are extremely dark and cold. Food can be scarce in winter, so during the warmer months, the deer must constantly graze on plants, eating as much as they possibly can. Like cows and about 200 other mammals, Reindeer use a process called rumination to break down the tough plant fibers they eat. This process involves passing the food back and forth between their mouth and the four chambers of their stomach, chewing it repeatedly until all the nutrients have been absorbed. In the summer, all that chewing seems to leave very little time for sleep. To find out their secret to getting enough rest, scientists fitted four female reindeer in a stable with devices that monitored their brainwaves. While the reindeer were ruminating, their brainwaves were similar to the pattern shown during light sleep. The animals sat or stood quietly with their eyes closed, and they were less likely than usual to react to the rustling of a neighboring deer's movement. They were in a very relaxed state, researcher Melanie Furrer told Science News. The chewing motion made it hard for the research to tell whether the animals' brain waves were truly in sleep mode, bringing the benefits of a night's sleep. But when they tested the deer again after rumination, the animals' brain activity showed that they felt rested. If reindeer are kept awake too long, they need extra recovery sleep to catch up. After ruminating, however, the deer did not need as much recovery sleep. Study co-author Gabriella Wagner told NPR that ruminating serves two different purposes at the same time. Not only does it help them to get the most energy out of the food they have, but it also makes sure that their brain gets enough rest and they get the sleep they need. The information bubble is fun fact. In summer, a reindeer's eyes glow golden in the light, but in winter, they change to a vivid blue. And the sidebar is eyes on the prize. A reindeer's favorite food is a type of lichen, which is a plant-like living thing known as reindeer moss. A recent study suggests that the deer's eyes evolved to detect ultraviolet light, which most mammals cannot see, so they can spot the white lichen. To a reindeer, it appears as dark patches in the snowy landscape. Next, ants use natural medicine to save lives. Matabele ants are like little doctors, new research shows. Scientists recently found that these insects, which live south of the Sahara Desert in Africa, can nurse injured members of their colony back to health using medicine their own bodies produce. These large ants often attack colonies of termites, which are their main source of food. But when the termites fight back, the ants may be dangerously injured. Such an attack can infect the insects with a type of bacteria called Pseudomonas aeruginosa. This infection is powerful enough to kill an ant, or even a human, if it's not treated. Fortunately, Matabele ants have a special organ that produces an antibiotic, which is a medicine that fights infections caused by bacteria. Experts found that when one soldier ant is injured, other ants in the colony can identify this infection and heal it by licking the wounds with saliva containing the antibiotic. Death rates in ants treated with the saliva decreased by 90%. No other living creatures, except for humans, are known to treat wounds this way, study co-author Eric Frank said. Scientists hope this discovery will help develop new antibiotics for people. And the sidebar is small but mighty. A single Matabele ant can carry as many as 12 termites at a time. The animal of the week this week is the red handfish. Experts in Australia decided to remove up to 50 red handfish from the wild to protect them from marine heat waves. They will be kept in a facility until the water cools. Fewer than 100 of the fish, named for their hand-like fins, are known to exist. They live 5 to 8 years in reefs in southern Australia. They grow 2 to 5 inches by eating small crustaceans and worms. And the fun fact? Handfish crawl along the seafloor. They lack a swim bladder, which keeps fish afloat. They ask an expert question, is how can I show my cat I love him in a way he understands? Some healthy ways to show love include petting him, when and where he likes it, caring for him, providing food, water, and clean litter, playing with him, giving him activities such as scratching posts and a laser pointer to chase, and letting him sleep peacefully. Cats sleep 20 to 22 hours a day. Science and technology is next, and a big debate over T-Rex continues. Scientists have argued for many years about whether a dinosaur skull found in Montana in 1942 belongs to a juvenile Tyrannosaurus rex or an entirely different species. The authors of a new study argue that the bones could not have come from a young T. rex and do, in fact, belong to a separate species called Nanotyrannus lancensis. The team arrived at this conclusion by measuring growth rings on the fossils. Growth rings show the passage of 1 year in the life of a living thing. The rings on this creature were bunched together near the outside of the bone, which indicated that its growth had slowed down. If the creature had been a young T. rex, it would still have been growing like crazy, said the study's lead author, Nicholas Longrich, a paleontologist, or a scientist who studies fossils, at the University of Bath in the UK. Longrich and his team believed this dinosaur had reached its full size when it died. That meant it couldn't have been a T-Rex because the bones were too small for an adult of that species. Based on the fossils available, the researchers estimated that the dinosaur weighed between 2,000 and 3,300 pounds, which is 15% the size of a full-grown T-Rex. The team also said the creature did not look like a small T-Rex. In particular, it had longer legs and arms than the Tyrannosaur, which is known for its huge body and tiny arms. If it were a young T-Rex, Longrich said, it would have looked like a smaller version of an adult, in the same way that kittens look like cats and puppies look like dogs. Other scientists disagreed with the findings, however, pointing out that junior T-Rexes are built far differently than adults, so the bones could be from the same species, even if they didn't appear to be. Experts also said the fossilized skull has specific features only associated with a T-Rex, such as a narrow snout and a wide forehead. The article doesn't settle the question at all, said Thomas Carr, a paleontologist at Carthage College in Wisconsin, who has documented more than 1,800 differences between young and adult T-Rexes. Carr and other paleontologists said the debate will continue until more conclusive evidence is found. The information bubble, land of fossils. Scientists have discovered the fossils of 75 different dinosaur species in Montana, including the first ones ever found in the U.S. And the sidebar is a dinosaur's full stomach. Scientists studying the 75-million-year-old fossil of a dinosaur were in for a surprise. The creature died with a full stomach. The remains of Gorgosaurus lebratus included the fully digested legs of two small bird-like dinosaurs where its stomach would have been. The Gorgosaurus, a slightly smaller version of a T-Rex, weighed about 740 pounds and was 15 feet long. The creature was found in Dinosaur Provincial Park in Alberta, Canada. Researchers said it had eaten two citipes, a young bird-like creature about the size of a turkey. Knowing what this Gorgosaurus ate will allow scientists to better understand the behavior, development, and diet of the species. Next, a close-up look at Jupiter's volcanic moon. A spacecraft named Juno has captured highly detailed images of one of Jupiter's moons. Juno, which is operated by NASA, the U.S. Space Agency, flew about 930 miles above the surface of the moon, Io. That's closer than any other spacecraft has gotten since 2001, when NASA's Galileo spacecraft passed 112 miles above Io's South Pole. Io is the third largest of Jupiter's 95 moons and slightly bigger than the Earth's moon. It's also the most volcanic object in our solar system, with hundreds of volcanoes and lakes of molten, or melted by high heat, lava on its surface. Since Juno was launched in August 2011, it completed 57 flybys of Jupiter, the largest planet in our solar system, and three of its moons, Io, Ganymede, and Europa. The spacecraft has three cameras, including JunoCam, which took the most recent images. The other two cameras are designed to collect heat signatures from volcanic activity and extremely high-resolution images of Io's surface. NASA scientists hope that studying the data captured by Juno will help them learn more about the volcanic activity on Io. That includes how often the volcanoes erupt, how hot they are, and whether or not there is an ocean of magma, or molten rock that is underground, beneath the moon's crust. Juno is set to make another flyby of Io on February 3. Its mission of exploring Jupiter and its moons is expected to continue until late 2025. In the information bubble is Early Find. Io was discovered in 1610 by Italian astronomer Galileo Galilei, who later spotted three more of Jupiter's moons. The next article, what makes a fruit stack fall? Scientists in Chile have figured out how many pieces of produce can be removed from a grocery store display before it collapses. The study could help researchers understand why and when avalanches and landslides occur in nature. The team used computer modeling to study fruit displays constructed at different angles from very steep slopes to more gradual ones. When the slope was extreme, removing one item could prompt a fruit free fall. But when the pile wasn't steep, they couldn't topple it no matter how much fruit they took away. From the average slant, removing more than 10% of the fruit triggered a collapse. These displays are made up of fruit that is mostly the same size and shape. Next, researchers hope to study items that vary, which would more accurately reflect rocks and other materials on a mountainside. In the arts and entertainment section, there's a movie about facing fears. In the new animated film, Orion and the Dark, an anxious boy goes on a journey and learns to cope with the unknown. A common childhood fear, being afraid of the dark, is the basis for a new animated film. Orion and the Dark is a story about an anxious 11-year-old boy, Orion, who is visited by an entity named Dark. Together they go on an adventure that helps Orion manage his worries. It is now streaming on Netflix. The movie, which was inspired by a picture book of the same name by Emma Yarlett, was written by Academy Award-winning screenwriter Charlie Kaufman. It expands on Yarlett's story and includes the entities sleep, unexplained noises, sweet dreams, quiet, insomnia, and light. This aspect of the film has made people compare it with Inside Out, which had characters that were different emotions. In addition to having a fear of the dark, Orion is nervous about things such as cell phone waves, bees, girls, a bully, even using the bathroom at school. I haven't met a person who doesn't have anxiety, who doesn't have fear, producer Pete McCown told The Week Junior. This makes Orion so relatable. Although Orion, voiced by Jacob Tremblay, panics when Dark appears in his room, he learns Dark is sweet and gentle. In fact, there's no villain in this film. The villain is the fear of the unknown, McCown said. While Orion is with Dark, he finds out how sleep, unexplained noises, whose torso looks like a portable music player from the 1990s, and the other entities do their jobs. Still, the story is about much more than what happens at night. One of its major messages is that it's okay to feel anxious. However, the goal is to accept it and try to have a positive mindset about it, director Sean Sharmatz told The Week Junior. McCown added, seeing it, acknowledging it, owning it, and still proceeding. That's real bravery. In sports, the U.S. crowns figure skating champs. From January 23 to 28, the U.S. Figure Skating Championships took place in Columbus, Ohio. There were competitions in singles, pairs, and ice dancing, and three of the four reigning U.S. senior champions skated at the event. In women's single, the winner was Amber Glenn, age 24, a former U.S. junior champion who was making her ninth appearance in the senior competition. She became the first openly LGBTQ skater to win the U.S. women's title, an honor Glenn described as incredible. After the short program, Glenn was in second place, 0.4 of a point behind defending champion Isabeau Levito, age 16. In the free skate, Glenn landed an impressive triple axel early, but she struggled in the second half of her routine. Levito, however, fell three times during her free skate and ended up with a bronze medal. Josephine Lee, age 15, took the silver. In men's single, Aaliyah Malinen, age 19, won his second consecutive national championship. He landed his signature quadruple axel, a move no one else has successfully completed in competition, to begin the weekend. Despite some mistakes, Malinin still finished nearly 30 points ahead of silver medalist Jason Brown. Ice dance partners and reigning champions Madison Chalk and Evan Bates won their third consecutive U.S. championship. The pair has not lost a competition in a year. The pair's winners were Ellie Cam and Danny O'Shea. Emily Chan and Spencer Howe had been in first after the short program, but they withdrew from the competition because Howe is recovering from an injury. And the information bubble is Cool Spot. The Calumet Coliseum in Calumet, Michigan, is the oldest indoor ice arena in the world that is still in use. We'll finish up with around the world. In Japan, the moon lander resumes mission. JAXA, the Japanese space agency, announced that its Smart Lander for Investigating Moon, or SLIM, spacecraft is resuming activities on the moon's surface following a week-long shutdown. After tumbling into a crater during its landing, SLIM was turned off until its solar panels could catch sunlight and generate power. On January 29, JAXA said SLIM had regained power and shared a photo it took of a nearby rock. In Puebla, Mexico, a giraffe is transferred to a new location. A giraffe named Benito has arrived at its new home, Africam Safari Park. He was transferred from a park in Ciudad Juarez, a city on Mexico's northern border that often experiences extreme temperatures. Benito was the only giraffe living there, and animal rights activists had campaigned for him to be moved to a location with better weather for a giraffe. He is joining a herd of seven other giraffes at Africam's preserve. In the United Kingdom, there's debate over mail delivery. The Royal Mail, the UK's main postal service, could begin delivering mail less often under a new proposal. Current law requires mail delivery 6 days a week, but a report said reducing it to 3 or 5 days would save the Royal Mail up to $830 million a year. Opponents say jobs would be cut and mail service could become less reliable. In Valencia, Spain, the city wins environmental award. Valencia has been chosen as the 2024 European Green Capital. This award recognizes a city's efforts to be more environmentally friendly. Valencia's city officials have worked with local residents to reach their targets. They have installed thousands of energy-saving streetlights, including some that can charge electric vehicles, and solar panels that use energy from the sun to power air conditioning in one of the city's markets. Well, that's all the time we have this week for the February 9, 2024 edition of the Week Junior US. This is Julianne, and have a great week.